It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. And we have the amazing Lowell Ponte. And, of course, Lowell always has timely issues. For example, the latest thing is a negotiations for the land of Greenland. And it sounds kind of strange, but there's actually some really good reasons why President Trump in America is looking at purchasing and taking over Greenland. Tell us all the story about the Trump and the Greenland New Deal.
Oh, I will be happy to do that. Could I just introduce a few other quick topics first, though? These are topics that pertain to medical-related things, so I thought they would be especially appropriate here.
Right.
We have been wondering why the millennial generation and the generation following it seem to have 3 to 6 lower IQ points than previous generations.
Right.
And we may finally have a clue, as researchers find it, according to JAMA children version.
Oh, really?
Now, I don't like JAMA any better than you do, but nevertheless, this is a major scientific study. They have found that fluoride, if put in your drinking water to harden your teeth, may lower your IQ by 3.7 points.
That's not surprising because I have studies going back about 10 years that the barefoot doctors in China did a study about 10 years ago, and they discovered in China that the only place where they found people with an IQ over 170 were in rural areas where there's no natural or artificial fluoridation of the water. So the only place where they found, and by the way, boys are 7 times more likely to have an IQ over 170 than girls, but they found nobody with an IQ over 170 except in non-fluoridated areas. Isn't that interesting?
That is fascinating.
Yeah.
We should specify that boys tend to be more commonly found on the outer fringes of the bell curve both ways. Boys tend to be absolute idiots or geniuses. Girls tend to be much more central.
Right, that's why when you look at IQs of, say, 170 to 200, there's 7 times more males than females. Mm-hmm. That's just a biological fact. There's also 7 times more idiots than people with IQs under 80 or 90.
Right, and that's
male.
The point. So girls would tend to have a much more average IQ, but you would find relatively few idiots who were girls.
Exactly. In fact, the average IQ of females is about...
Of course, they were dating this fellow who had the strange island in the Caribbean.
Oh, my.
We must remember, too, that what goes into our food has been a concern for a long time. In ancient Rome, for example, one theory of why Rome fell was that it became fashionable for the rich. They started eating dinner off their lead tableware. Lead, of course, being plumbum, the root word of plumbing. That actually means lead because that's how they tended to move water in those days.
Right.
We also today cook on aluminum. We assume that the pots and pans are relatively safe, even though it's obvious to everyone. But if you put something acidic, like tomatoes, and cook them in aluminum cookware, you may have deviation of taste or color, precisely because aluminum is leaching out of the cookware.
Right.
And aluminum, high levels of aluminum have been found in the brains of Alzheimer's patients. So who knows what we're doing to ourselves today? Did we basically lower our IQ in the same way that the ancient Romans lowered the IQs of the smartest families because those kids grew up eating off lead tableware? Well, now we have fluoride. And here again, the problem is that the government is going to do what's good for our health regardless. Second quick topic, and I'm just bringing these up for people to consider and call on if they wish.
Right.
The National Socialist System in England, their health care. How would you feel if you suddenly heard that their system was going to discriminate and not treat African Americans or African British peoples?
Wow.
You would say that's racist, wouldn't you?
Right.
Well, guess what? They are cutting back drastically their treatment of overweight people, even though there's a fair amount of evidence that at least a portion of overweight is genetic. And so they are discriminating against fat people in the healthcare system, saying we won't treat you for this, we won't repair your knees, we won't do other things until you either stop smoking or you lose weight. Smoking, of course, is a choice, but weight may be as genetic as your skin color. And therefore, it's hideously discriminatory, but that's what socialists...
They need proceed litigation actions on that. They tried this in Ontario, by the way. They're going to say that if you're a smoker or... if you're over 55 and a smoker and you have bypass surgery needed, they weren't going to do a bypass in Ontario. And it got before the courts in Ontario about 4 or 5 years ago, and they lost in court, the Ontario government. Because they're actually going to say, we're not going to do a bypass on you. They were doing fertilization of tranny and, you know, homosexual female couples so they could actually have babies. But they wouldn't do a bypass on a 55-year-old smoker. Is that weird or what? This is Canada, eh?
Well, it shows you how they set their values, eh?
Well, you know, I just saw for a few episodes of a show that's in serial, because they fund things in socialist countries like Canada. And one of the latest bloopers was a comedy series called Corner Gas out of Saskatchewan. And I've never seen a more idiotic, pseudo-not-even-funny show in my life. But it's an example of how socialist countries and socialist governments... The latest is the version that Bernie Sanderclaus, I call him that because he's like Santa Claus from hell, wants to fund the Green Deal and take care of your health care. He wants to take away your health insurance. And even Democrats say, you want to take away my health insurance? And, of course, they're working in a union where they had to reduce their wages to afford health care, and they can go see their own doctor, and they have some degree of control. But, no, they want socialized medicine, so eventually the state or the federal government will say, you need to take this 25 vaccines, even though you're 55 or 65, and or you're not going to be able to go to school or this or that, or we're going to cut off and not treat you for it. Just like in Britain, if you're too fat, we're not going to do XYZ surgery on you. I mean, people don't understand this is where it's going, and if you're in the ICU, they say, well, in Canada, by the way, they don't go to a committee. If they decide that they've done enough treatment on you, they just cut you off. They give you a lethal injection. I've seen it happen in Canada. Canada is a disgusting country because the socialists have taken over, and they want to do it here in America. And these morons like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanderclaus are a good example. Now, I would like you to ask one more health question before we go over to Greenland, because the Greenland thing is kind of cool from what you told me.
I'll limit myself to just one more health issue that is akin to this. You remember that Rashida Tlaib, these two congresswomen, Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar,
right,
these two vicious anti-Semites, had wanted to go to the Palestinian territories and basically do propaganda for the Palestinians. In fact,
right,
the trip was being partly subsidized by a pro-terrorist group. But that didn't bother them. They didn't want to go with the congressional delegation of 40-some members of Congress who went a week earlier, where it would have been very convenient for them to go, but then they wouldn't have been able to have their own glory, their own press entourage, and so on. Well, it now turns out, as was pointed out by David Horowitz's website, a brilliant website, I confess I used to write for, that, guess what? If you are talking about the Palestinian government in Gaza Strip, that is the Hamas terrorist government, and to a lesser degree, but still a real one, in the rest of so-called Palestine, it is actually law in those places that you may be put to death if you are homosexual, lesbian, or transsexual.
Right.
But that is considered so much a violation of both Islam and Palestinian values that you can be executed for it. In other words, these two women who are going to condemn Israel are saying that any gay person can be killed in Palestine, and that's fine with them. They have no objection. They are not going to boycott Palestine.
I think
Palestine.
That this is an example of political insanity. These women are psychotically insane, and we don't let them near anywhere near power. In fact, I'm trying to get some various candidates. For example, the guy from MyPillow used to be on my show years ago before he became real popular. I'm going to support him as he wanted to fight against Omar in Minnesota. And he kept his business there, by the way. The Chinese offered him a ton of money to move his business to China. He said, no way, I'm an American. This is an American business. It's going to stay in America making American pillows. And so, and if you know his story, which is amazing, because he used to be like 30 years ago a druggie, and he got out of it and he got saved. He's also a saved Christian. You have to understand that Omar and Tlaib and the whole religion of Islam, we're going to get back on the 5th of September, Professor Warner for Political Islam. And if you just look at the politics side, don't even deal with the religious side, Islam is noxious. It's like toxic to every government on earth. It's toxic to every geopolitical system, and it's toxic to even any other minorities or majority in the population. It's dangerous, isn't it?
Oh, of course. And by the way, I'm not going to condemn just Islam here. As you know, these women are pushing a thing called BDS, which is a system that calls for boycotting, disinvesting, and sanctioning Israel. It is not just Palestine that is trying to do this, even though the average American doesn't understand. This is not just a protest. They are saying that Israel must be shut down economically by the whole rest of the world unless they surrender all the occupied territories, so-called, and all the land that any Palestinian family claims is its personal property and was taken from it when the Israelis took over. In other words, Israel would have to give away 100% of the state of Israel to be freed of this boycott. It is a deliberate attempt to kill Israel. Now, guess who's helping that boycott? We are opposed to it. Donald Trump is opposed to it, God bless him.
Right.
But Europe, the European Union, is very much in favor of the boycott. In fact, they are now pushing a measure that will soon put warning labels on any Jewish-made product from Israel.
Really?
Identifying it as subject to the sanctions under BDS. So even if it goes to a country that in Europe that allows sanctioned goods, does not attack Israel in that way, every customer would be expected to boycott that good or be threatened by Arabs in their population.
Yeah.
So, in other words, the European Union is, again, revanchist, anti-Semite, just as it was in the days of Nazi Germany. They, too, would like to destroy Israel, and they're helping these women do it.
Yeah, honestly, I think that the word evil means live backwards, appropriate for the quote de quattro, these four insane women who want to destroy politics and the American way. And really, if you don't use the term capitalism, it's the country that celebrates exceptionalism. I'm exceptional in my ways. You're exceptional in your ways. Athletes are exceptional in their way. And because it can succeed, this is the most powerful country on Earth. 4% of the population of Earth literally controls the world economy. And because we are exceptional, we've invented 90% of the new patents for things in the 21st century. And it's an innovative economy. That's why we can't let China steal our innovations, because they want to steal them, make the products, and then put them through, say, Amazon or online sales, and destroy us. They've already had our previous politicians so corrupt, they've actually removed 70,000 businesses in the last 30 to 35 years. And, of course, Trump's the first one to reverse that. Now, there are a few things that Trump needs to learn. He should stop pushing 5G network and start pushing fiber optic. He should stop pushing GMO foods and remineralize the soil with things from the Dead Sea, which is a sea of life, I call it. He should stop pushing recycled water and start pushing for primary water. He should realize that to fix the drug cartels, we need to attack them. If we want to fix the people that are coming up from Central South America, why are they coming? They're coming because their economy is shot, because the drug cartels taking control of their cities and towns. I mean, this is really simple stuff. We want to control the border, put drones up. In a month, you could have enough drones even before your slat wall is up. And remember, 60% of the people that are staying in America are just overstaying visas. They don't come across the southern border. The drug trade, we could have sniffers that could actually pick up those drugs coming across. We should have radiation detectors so no container could cross the Mexican border without being detected to see if it contains a bomb in a container, like that movie that was out a few years ago. It talked about container nukes coming into America. I don't think people understand that we should have a blockade of anybody new Islamic coming from America, and we should be monitoring every mosque in America to get rid of the mosques and the imams that are actually preaching violence by first, second, and third generation Muslims. People don't get this. We need to clean up the act of America. That's why we pushed in the last hour about pro se litigant action with Dr. Fred Graves and how to win in court. But this issue of Greenland, let's get into that now. I'd like you to kind of start this topic, and we're going to do it mainly the next two segments because we're almost at the end of this one. But Greenland, the Greenland New Deal, is pretty cool, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Just one minor footnote added to that we'll talk about some other time. And that is American exceptionalism, as Greg Smith and Brett and I wrote in detail in one of our books. Scientists think it's genetic, too. The very tendency to be entrepreneurial, maybe
exactly
the gene Americans brought with them.
And by the way, that's Americans of every skin color and every nationality, too, right? Their genes are different.
They all have that gene with them, that's the thing.
Exactly.
Greenland.
They're selected for...
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This is amazing. Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
the NutriMedical Report. We have, of course, Lil Ponte here, and of course, I might as well say it a couple times for the show. How do they get your books with you and Craig Smith, who's on with Neil Cavuto on Fox News Business? How do they obtain that?
Well, Craig is. I'm not.
Craig's.
It's done about once a week.
Yeah.
Our latest
book. But that's important because he's getting on a major news network to talk about financial issues, and he's successful. He's exceptional. He's a billionaire.
Yeah, he's done well.
Yeah.
But he's now concerned primarily, and this is kind of our joint mission from God,
right?
Like Blues Brothers. We're just trying to protect your children and grandchildren from what the government is now doing. For example, we've entered a world where banks pretty much across Europe now, in Europe, I think officially, in the UK officially, are now operating at zero interest or below.
Right.
That is, you put money in a bank account, they're not going to pay you interest. They're going to charge you for protecting your money.
Really?
And therefore, what is your incentive to save? That may sound crazy, but in fact, it's exactly what John Maynard Keynes, the famed economist, wanted. He talked about the paradox of thrift, meaning that saving money is a bad thing. What you want is to force people to spend their money as fast as they can. And
right.
One way to do that is to make the money begin evaporating or melting as if it were an ice cream cone on a summer day.
Right.
We call that inflation. The Fed deliberately causes a minimum of 2% inflation in your dollars. What that means is every 10 years, your savings that you've been working so hard to accumulate, pay taxes on, lose 20% of their value. In a 40-year working lifetime, you lose 80% of the value of your savings.
Wow.
So in other words, you're losing a heck of a lot of the money you think you're saving. And that's all deliberate. That's calculation.
Wow.
There is a technical term for it used in economics. It's called financial repression, where they make sure that you are paying more in inflation loss on the money than you are gaining in interest. So it's a losing proposition to put your money in the bank, not to mention all the risks of putting your money in the bank. In any event, that's off to the side, but it shows you just how messed up things really are in today's world. So
right.
What is a good investment? Well, certainly Thomas Jefferson buying the Louisiana Purchase was a good investment. Buying Alaska for $7.2 million sounds like a pittance today when the average American may have a home worth nearly $7 million. At least if they're in California or New York.
Right.
And or even a few families would have that much money. So now, could we buy Greenland for a few hundred million dollars? That's the question Donald Trump was asking.
Exactly.
It cost them about, $600 million, a little less.
Right.
As Denmark, the ruling country, just to subsidize the people in Greenland every year. It's a losing proposition for them right now, so said Trump, why not see if we can take it off their hands?
Right.
After all, Greenland does have a certain amount of natural wealth to it.
Right.
It has a huge deposit of copper, zinc, lead, iron ore, coal, diamonds, oil. The Canadians are already mining gold there. The Chinese are already mining rare earth elements, which they've tried to monopolize on the planet.
Right.
And there has been negotiation between some of the Denmark owners and China trying to get them to become major investors, even though Denmark in 2017 nixed a Chinese attempt to buy an abandoned naval base there. In 2018, Denmark rebuffed Chinese plans to build 3 airports in Greenland.
Really?
So China is certainly interested. We became interested mostly as a country in World War II. After April 1941, the Nazis had occupied Denmark. So you ask, what would happen to its possessions like Greenland? And the answer is, the U.S. occupied Greenland so the Nazis could not try to seize it.
Yeah.
That's what happened. The U.S. found that it had great strategic advantages, especially during the Cold War. Of course, today we also have the Law of the Sea Treaty, which is a rather interesting thing. You ask, for example, why did the Argentines fight so hard for the Falkland Islands
right.
to take them away from Britain? Well, the answer is they fought for what they call the Malvinas Islands
right.
Because of the Law of the Sea Treaty. That is, if you own a spot of land the size of a rock, that sticks above the water. You control all mineral rights to everything on the ocean floor for 200 miles in every direction.
Wow.
So that is so Greenland has a huge claim even beyond itself. Now, Greenland is very much like the Green New Deal of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in this way. She pitched it as an attempt to save the environment by spending close to $100 trillion, shutting down internal combustion engines, turning off airplanes, stop eating meat so that you would not have to have all the greenhouse gases emitted by things like cows. That was very much her program. But then, a few weeks ago, you'll remember, because I did a column about it, her chief of staff was talking with a major advisor of another political campaign.
Right.
And he said, oh, well, what, you think we were talking about a climate thing? Our Green New Deal is not a climate thing, he said. It is a how do you change the entire economy thing. In other words, it's all a gimmick to panic people into abandoning capitalism and embracing socialism.
Right.
And
basically, socialism is to take away your personal autonomy and to have totalitarian control of not only what you buy and sell, but also control your body to a cubic meter and hack into your DNA and even your cortex and force vaccinate you and feed you toxic food to reduce your IQ. And eventually to kill you and replace you with an underclass of cybots. They're biologically based embryos that have been cybernetically attached to computers, so they're basically a cheap, fleshy robot. That's what the globalists want to do. They want to get rid of most of us, replace us with an underclass, and have genetic and cybernetic upper classes like the Hindus have. We know they have the various higher classes with genetic and cybernetic enhancements. So I saw an article on Drudge a few months ago about, shall the rich be able to buy genes? Of course, they're going to try to buy genes and upgrade themselves either before birth or after birth. And people say, oh, they can't do that. Go ahead.
Much like the Hindu caste system,
right.
In his book Brave New World, depicted alphas and betas and gammas and so on.
Right.
Who would be trained to be just smart enough to do their assigned job.
Right, I'll give an example. Let's say that
someone to be a janitor, and they are genetically programmed to be a janitor, and they really can't become an intellectual or a medical doctor or anything else.
Let me give you a personal example. My great grandfather was Fleming, who actually designed the time system. Okay, and my ancestors also designed the steam engines and so on. So I got some very smart relatives. My father was top out of 7,000 in the Gemological Institute of America and did his training in Cartier's in New York. Okay? My 23andMe genes are my own private property, but 23andMe is going to try to see, hey, what genes does Deagle have? Because he's got a high IQ. So they can actually tweak them and create a genetic thing that they can sell. They're now in the process in China, for example, of getting ready to sell organs to people around the world. China's next market isn't just selling toasters and so on. It's going to sell genetically engineered organs that are tissue-specific for individuals, for kidneys and hearts and everything, grown as transgenic in monkeys and other and pigs. People say, oh, no, they won't do that. I said, of course they're going to do it. They don't have any they have any economic incentive, and they have no ethical restraints to stop them from doing it, right?
In fact, when you sign on to these companies and you send your DNA to them, you, in effect, sign a waiver saying they can do basically what they want with your DNA.
Right.
Most people don't understand that. And, of course, the government demands to be able to look at your DNA, too, and get its own sample out of there. So although government might find a hard time collecting DNA, they can get a lot of gullible people to send their DNA in for free or even pay to have the government put it in the bank. Now, the point is, there was the Green New Deal, and then there's Greenland.
Right.
How similar are they? Well, it turns out that in 986 A.D., Eric the Red led 14 boatloads of Vikings to settle or begin a settlement of Greenland. He had promised them, of course, that it was a green land.
Right.
It was beautiful, lush, warm. Well,
it was during a period of warm, relative warming, too, by the way, which the next few centuries it got colder. But it was greener. It was, not totally desolate until a few centuries later when it froze them out and they all either died or left Greenland, right?
Well, if you have to understand, we know from various scientific research that they never bring up when discussing the global warming issue that about every 1,000 years, there is a period of, 100, 150 years of unusual warmth on the planet. These are called solar maximum warmings.
Right.
This happened around the time of Christ. This happened around the time of the Viking outbreak.
Right.
And this happens starting in 1850 in our own time. We are now overdue for our sun to turn down its thermostat and return to normal, which is colder like what we call the Little Ice Age.
Right.
That came on with full force in 1348. And, of course, for those who had been persuaded to buy property in Greenland, they suddenly found the survivors had to bury the bodies of those who died more and more shallowly each year because the soil was freezing hard, rock hard, right under their feet as permafrost.
Right.
They could not easily dig through it. And so they nearly disappeared. Today, Denmark governs 56,000 people approximately on Greenland and gives each of those people about $10,550 a year as subsidy. And it does that because Greenland is basically, oh, by the way, 90% of those people are not Viking descendants, they are Inuit.
And Inuit know how to adapt to live in the environment, though, not like the Vikings who tried to live like the Danes.
They can take much colder climate.
Yeah, they're adapted to live in a colder climate because they have different lifestyle going back tens of thousands of years.
But they live in a totally socialist environment. The entire land control of Greenland is in the hands of five communes, as they call them, spelled with a K.
Right.
And these communes own all the property. You cannot buy property in Greenland. You could not buy a house, for example, and live there. You could ask for permission of one of the communes to live there. And if you needed more land than you already had, you could file a petition to take X number of additional acres or hectares, and they probably would give it to you. But you would never be allowed to buy it. You'd also never have to pay property tax on it or any other kind of rent. Everything is just provided by the government. And that's why they feel the people will never vote to leave, even though technically they now have enough autonomy that they could vote independence. They're not exactly likely to do it because they want that $10,500 every year as a subsidy.
Wow.
There is chronic alcoholism, despair, suicide, cannabis use, and so on.
It's like the Native reserves in America where they have big gambling institutions, the Natives are still poor. Even here in California, where they get giant, like right now, there's the Kalpala. You're familiar with that. And they make a lot of money. I'm thinking, how come the Natives are living so poorly when they've got these multi-million dollar gambling institutions right on their own property? It's weird, isn't it?
Well, it's not weird at all. I mean, if you go to Sacramento, I used to work in the assembly in Sacramento as an aide, you will find that those people running those casinos have enormous political influence.
Right.
They virtually keep the Democratic Party in power. A lot of that gambling money goes to Democrats.
Right.
And as a result, they get all kinds of favors and approvals from Sacramento that you or I might not be able to get. But that's just the nature of the politics of how money is redistributed in the world. In any event, the natives in Greenland today don't have a lot of influence. They're really ignored. They're very poor by and large. And as a result, Denmark just has a kind of economic drain that Donald Trump thought he could advantage himself from. Now, it's important to understand, Trump was not the first U.S. president to think about Greenland.
Right.
There is some evidence that Andrew Jackson actually was the first U.S. president to ponder buying Greenland, although he did it very casually. The second president to ponder it was at the time that the Secretary of State Seward bought Alaska for $7.2 million. He actually toyed openly with buying both Greenland and Iceland if Denmark was willing to sell.
Wow.
And, of course, the negotiations that started then did wind up with Denmark selling us the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Ah, interesting.
In 1917. It took a while.
Are Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
And welcome back. And how do you get the books to people's hands, Lowell Ponte? How do they get the book?
Oh, if you want a copy of Money, Morality, and the Machine, you could pay $20 to Jeff Bezos and Amazon and indirectly the Washington Post that Bezos owns. Or you could do the same thing, which is to get the book absolutely free, because we're happy to pay for the book, the postage, everything, just to get the information into your hands. It's a 250-page book. It reads like a novel. It's amazing. It also tells you all kinds of astonishing things about the politics of money, politics of what has been happening to the world economy, the European Union, and so on. You would love it, and it's utterly free. It will not cost you a penny just by calling 800-630-4145. 1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492.
I'd like to raise a question, because look at the Greenland. In fact, the last statement you have in your article is kind of funny. The medieval Europeans, of course, it said, believed in unicorns. Of course, they mistook the narwhal spirals, which are up to 5 to 10 feet long, as signs that
they're mystical. You're not delivering this in the dramatic, exciting way that's needed.
Yeah, yeah.
Europeans came to believe in the stories of unicorns, not just at random. They didn't just hear the story and believe it. They believed it because being passed around in Europe were these 5 to 10 foot long horns that were obviously an animal horn, except they were absolutely straight.
Right.
And they had a kind of spiral twist in them, and they were lovely things. And so they, of course, must be that single long horn on the forehead of a horse-like unicorn. Well, that was a real natural horn of an animal.
Right.
It's just that the animal was a type of whale, a medium-sized whale called a narwhal that tends to swim in the seas around and especially along the west coast of Greenland.
Right.
And so the Vikings would occasionally bring a horn like that back into Europe.
And, of course, they're in the oceans up in the Arctic as well, even up around Alaska. I took care back in 77 of a project. I was working with a cardiologist from the Vancouver General University of British Columbia. We measured bloods from Eskimos, Alaskans, and Inuit. And they had cholesterols of 3,000 to 3,500. They had a normal upper limit is like 200, 250, like, you're high. Cholesterol doesn't kill you. They had a little pouch in their belt with seal flipper for their gum and narwhal blubber. And narwhal blubber has more vitamin C and antioxidants than oranges or peppers or anything, and fatty acids. So people need to understand that the Inuit knew these things, and they didn't eat white man's food, and they didn't get white man's diseases. Now, I'm going to change the topic just a little bit to you, because you're an expert on finances, and so is Craig. One of the big questions is, even among financial experts, there's an evolution of what money is. And we have several different polling things. I've been pushing for the last 2.5 years carrot bars. And carrot bars is very unique among the 7 or 8 companies that sell gold by the gram, that it actually is a back currency. You can get it in carrot bar cash, which is gold in it, carrot bar gold cards with actual gold in the card that's LBMA certified, and also do international transfer of funds. Even if you don't transfer the physical money, you can transfer the value among tens of thousands of microbanks in someone's basement. And they now have a new phone system due to encrypted-wise, so the government and the credit card companies and the corporations can't track you at all. Now, on the other hand, we have Libra trying to bring out a currency that is backed by, I call the intel agencies, Facebook and the intel agencies behind them. I think there's an evolution of what money is, because money in some way is tied to legal, because 90% of the law is property, and property is tied to the value of money. Trump mentioned today when I watched him on the news report in Fox, the American dollar is as strong as it's ever been, which is also bad for trade, by the way, because other countries can't afford our products. Now, what I see happening is we need to change the nature of not only money, but how money is and currencies are locked between countries in order for us to trade. And it should not be a multilateral trade deal like the Pacific Partnership that Obama was about to sign. It should be where we make a unilateral deal with each nation and we lock in a currency, say, for a year. We have a currency readjustment day every year based on how that country behaves with us. So, for example, with China, we should lock in our currency exchange so they can't play with the currency when we have trade or non-trade barriers. And all the currencies in the world should be backed by something solid like gold. For example, the yuan is already backed by gold.
Before this latest Chinese maneuver to be able to counteract some of our tariffs,
right,
it was a traditional 7-to-1 ratio
right.
of yuan or renminbi to the dollar.
Right.
And what China did that was so shocking was to break that.
Right.
So that suddenly you had more than 7 renminbi to the dollar.
Right.
Which meant they were cheapening the renminbi, which meant they would still be able to trade even with the tariffs.
Right.
And that is how they broke out of that. We've tried to do these things before, of course. But the big problem is, if everybody's dealing in paper money, where you and I would absolutely agree is, for God's sake, get out of paper money. You look around you right now,
right,
and everything that's paper or denominated in paper dollars,
right,
the government is going to blow up in the near future. It has
exactly.
to. Because, well, to begin with, J.P. Morgan, the famous banker in 1913, said before Congress, gold is money, everything else is credit.
Exactly. I agree with that.
And nothing else is really money. It's just the opportunity to act temporarily as if it were money.
By the way, in a sense, that's true. One of the things about the Israeli Jubilee Day, going back thousands of years, was it returned the property to the original landowners of each what we call House of Israel. And so the Jubilee was returning the property of the land back to the original people. What I need to see is we need to see some kind of Jubilee system to wipe out debt, because debt's killing the world economy. The bubble economy now is based on and fractionally gain money, 3 to 5 times more money, by investing in bubble investments rather than real economy making manufactured goods. So the credit available to small and medium business or innovators is very limited. And what's happening is large companies are actually borrowing money at very low interest rates to literally buy back their own stock or actually amalgamate companies, which isn't good for the world economy. So I think we have some sickness in the actual idea of what money is. We need to start rethinking what money should be for the 21st century.
Well, and it's very complex to understand, which is why Craig and I wrote these 7 books that you could also get. You can get all 7 of them by calling 800-630-1492.
You're kidding. You can also... wow.
I don't know that they'll all be free, but you can certainly buy them.
You can buy them at a reduced rate. Now,
or you can get them in an electronic form. You can get
an e-form, which is even nicer in some ways on your iPod,
whatever. That would be free in any event. But the point is, it explains. For example, we have just 1 book on banking to explain what that is. 1 book on inflation. I mean, it takes a whole book to explain how they now use inflation as a tax. How taking us to negative rates has changed everything. I mean, it's like a Star Trek episode where, you know, they would launch the ship off at warp 12 to get out of a crisis, and then they'd say, well, we got away, we're safe, and then Mr. Spock would say, but Captain, the star maps make no sense anymore. We're in a part of the universe that has never even been mapped. We're lost.
Right.
And, I mean, that's what going to negative rates starting under Barack Obama did.
Right.
The Fed decided they would protect him, so they basically, when they go to zero rates, they're just giving the money away.
See,
that's the point. They want is the right to make you pay back something for it or pay it back at a certain point, but they're not earning interest on it anymore.
Right. Let me throw out a few ideas that I'm sure you and Craig have talked about in your 7 books. Number one, we need to re-engineer what money is. For example, we need to have a formula, which has been discussed before, about how to calculate what an economy is of a country, let's say Guatemala. And that economy should be based on innovation, property, food production, mineral production, training of the people, let's say, to have trades. We should have a calculating scale so we can actually calculate what a real value of an economy is. That real value of that economy can sometimes change, can change the value of their currency, and we should have it locked on, not multinationally, but unilaterally between each country that we trade with. If we did that, for example, with China, we could lock in the currency, and it would also stop non-trade and tariff barriers, because what they're doing is they're manipulating the currency against their tariffs, because they don't want to give us intellectual property rights, because they don't innovate. Their culture in China, they have smart people, but if they innovate, they can end up in a Laodai prison camp and get tissue type and have their organs stolen. So China has a culture, I call it the chopstick culture, and people don't realize what chopsticks arose. One of the ancient emperors about 2,000 years ago basically declared that the proletariat, the people, couldn't carry knives, so they want them to eat with their food with chopsticks. So the chopstick culture in China is something going back thousands of years to a previous dynasty where the Chinese were disarmed, and they're permanently disarmed with chopsticks. Now, people don't get that, do they? They don't understand that's also the basis why the Chinese succumbed to communism. The same way as the Russians succumbed to the Russian proletariat when they killed off the religious leaders, not only in the Russian Orthodox Church, but also the actual religious rabbis were actually, you know, real, you know, religious rabbis. And what we have right now is a world economy that, to me, is got a very bizarre sense of what economy is. And I think we need to start reevaluating what is an economy, what is the value of a currency, Should we back it with something concrete? Can we actually rate a country in terms of the value of what its economy is? Can
sure,
we change that rate?
The challenge you're dealing with, of course, is value has to do with what people are willing to work for, save, and so on. And that can vary. The Democrats right now are engaged in deliberately trying to discourage investment by claiming we're going into a recession. They're doing this to defeat Trump, but they're willing to wreck the economy for a time just to be able to win an election.
Yeah, but the thing is that the power-hungry people are going to eventually cut themselves off. And I'll tell you why they're going to cut themselves off. Other countries are going to move forward, whether it's the Europeans or the Chinese or the Indians. In fact, I have a book right beside my right knee here called The Coming Collapse of China. And if you look at the actual, it's like going into an ICU. If you look at China, although China looks very robust right now, it's got manufacturing, about two-thirds as much manufacturing as the United States. It's got a giant blowing economy. It's actually got bigger debt per capita than us. But China's doomed. It's doomed because of the demographics of too many males and not enough females. It's doomed because they don't have the trade routes, which they're trying to expand with Belt and Road, which we'll talk about on Friday with Harley Schlanger. And Harley and LaRouche Foundation think the Chinese can do no wrong, like what they're doing in Hong Kong. They want to extradite people from Hong Kong to the Chinese courts. Well, they had a deal for 50 years with Britain when they handed the territory back that they had their own separate courts and other systems. The Chinese are very angry because there's a lot of moves inside China, not just the Uyghurs in Western China, but other areas. They have some form of autonomy in each territory in China. Because a lot of the people are engineers and scientists, and they go away to Europe and elsewhere and get trained, and they come back to China, and they're dealing with a totalitarian control freak system. And now, of course, with WhatsApp and the Chinese government, they're even raiding everybody. There's not 3.5 million Chinese that don't have citizenship or you can even get health care or drugs. There's around 13.5 million.
And you notice how they're rating them. They call it a social credit system. They're using credit to control people. They plan the same thing here, exactly.
Right.
Only they're going to do it by saying, we now have a cashless society. It's illegal for you to use cash money anymore. You have to use a credit card.
Right.
And, of course, anytime you use anything like a credit card, the government has a record of every transaction, everything you've bought, everything you've sold.
Well, that's why the carrot bars is the ideal system as a counter to that. I'm very involved with
carrot
bars.
By the way, they can turn off your credit card for anything. For example, in New York, they're working to turn off your credit card for your ability to buy guns.
By the way, they turn off my PayPal, and they wouldn't say why they turned it off. We assume that some states don't allow the sale of CDP, hemp oil, right? And
they're doing it for political causes.
But I think they do it for political reasons too.
They cut off your credit.
Right, and so PayPal cut us off without any notice, and we're still trying to find an answer from these idiots. The problem you see is, if you move toward a credit-only system that's electronic, I call it the, remember it says in the Bible, and we talked about this last week with one of our expert guests, Pastor Carl Gallops, who's a brilliant and got a messianic pastor in Israel friend. And they said basically that the naos is your mind, and ultimately, cash ultimately comes in your mind. What do you think something's worth?
Yeah.
Okay.
Our book that explains all of that is called Don't Bank on It. It, too, you can get it for free at 800-630-1492.
You're brilliant. You teach me so much each time we raise issues that we don't have all the answers, but we got better questions, don't we?
Oh, we certainly do.
Good questions. Thank you, Lowell. We'll talk again soon next week. Jonathan Gray, our ancient archaeology Christian author and movie maker, is coming up next from New Zealand.